In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Welcome to Episode 8 of Transformation Talks with Angela R. Strong, Empowered Edge Season. I am Angela R. Strong, and today we're tackling one of the most challenging yet transformative aspects of personal growth, finding purpose in your pain. This isn't about pretending that suffering is good or that everything happens for a reason. This is about the profound human capacity to create meaning from our most difficult experiences and use that meaning to fuel our growth and our service to others. In 2024, sitting in my car after another humiliating meeting where my character and my competence were being questioned, I felt like my pain was pointless. 27 years of military service, and this is how it was ending. False accusations, destroyed reputation, retiring badly. What was the purpose in any of that? For months, I couldn't see beyond the injustice that I was dealing with and the hurt. The pain felt random, cruel, and meaningless. I was angry at everybody. At the system, at myself for caring so much about a career that seemed to care so little about me. But slowly, something began to shift. I started meeting other people who had been going through similar experiences, not just in the military, but in corporate settings as well, in relationships, in life. I realized that my pain had given me something invaluable. The ability to truly understand what others were going through. I had empathy. That crisis, which felt like the end of everything, became the beginning of everything for me. It gave birth to calibrated resilience, to my coaching practice, to my ability to help others navigate their own dark nights of pain. My pain became my purpose. Not because the pain was good, but because I had chose to transform it into something meaningful. I wrote Empowered Edge, Transforming Your Pain into Purpose. Let's be clear about what we're not saying here. What I'm not saying is that everything happens for a reason, or that pain is punishment or a test, or that you should be grateful for trauma, or suffering automatically creates meaning. What I am saying is that humans have this extraordinary capacity to create meaning from suffering, and that meaning making is one of our most powerful tools for healing and growth. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, wrote, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of human freedoms. To choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. Purpose doesn't eliminate pain, but it transforms our relationship with pain. When we can connect our suffering to something larger than ourselves, to growth, to service, to understanding, it becomes bearable, even valuable." There are different ways that pain can become purposeful. Personal growth. Pain teaches us resilience, empathy, and strength that we didn't even know that we had. Deeper relationships. Shared struggles create profound connections with other people. Service to others. Our experiences help us guide others through similar challenges that we've faced ourselves. Clarity of values. Crisis reveals what truly matters to us. Spiritual development. Suffering often deepens our spiritual understanding. Creative expression. Pain can fuel art, writing, like my book, and other forms of meaningful creation. Finding purpose in pain isn't automatic. It's a choice and a process. Here's my framework for transforming pain into purpose. First, you have to honor your pain. Don't rush to find the meaning of it. First, acknowledge the full weight of what you experienced. And I want you to grieve what it is that you lost. Feel the anger, the sadness, or the fear, because you can't transform what you don't acknowledge. Two, look for the lessons. What has this experience taught you about yourself, others, or life? What strengths did you discover? What illusions were shattered that needed to be? What wisdom did you gain? Three, identify the gifts. And this can sound counterintuitive, but those painful experiences also bring unexpected gifts. It brings deeper empathy, stronger relationships, clear priorities, and increased resilience. What gifts emerged from your struggle? Four, connect to service. How can your experience help others? This doesn't mean that you have to become a counselor or a coach like me, but I want you to consider how your journey might benefit someone else walking a similar path. Step five, create meaning. Consciously choose what your experience means. Write your own narrative about how this pain fits into your larger life story and your purpose. Let me share with you how this worked with my career crisis. Honor. I spent months grieving the career that I'd lost and the injustice that I experienced. I was retiring anyway, but the last few months sucked. The lessons that I learned wasn't tied to my positions, though. I was stronger than I knew, and that systems could fail good people. Gifts. I developed deeper empathy, stronger relationships with my family, and clarity about what it is that I truly valued to my core. Service. I realized that I could help others navigate these transitions and crises, and I didn't have to keep it all to myself anymore. I could share and help others. Meaning. I chose this experience as preparation for my true calling, helping others build resilience using my calibrated resilience methods. Let's practice the purpose finding power pause. Think of a painful experience from your past that you're ready to explore what the meaning of it is. And I want you to take several deep breaths and create a safe space for this reflection for you. And gently ask yourself, what did this experience teach me about my own strength? How did it deepen my understanding of others or life? What gifts or insights emerged from this struggle? How might this experience help someone else? What meaning am I ready to create from this pain? Notice how shifting the why did this happen to me to how can this serve changes your relationship with that experience. Gives it a whole new feeling, whole new meaning. Purpose from pain doesn't always look the same. Here are some different ways that people transform their struggles. The helper. The helper uses their experience to directly help others facing similar challenges, like me. Think of addiction counselors who are in recovery or grief counselors who've lost loved ones. The advocate. Channels their pain into fighting for systemic change. Parents who lose children to drunk drivers become advocates for stricter laws. The creator. The creator transforms pain into art, writing, music, or other creative expressions that touch others' lives. The teacher. The teacher shares their wisdom, that they gain from their experience through formal or informal teaching. The warrior. They fuse their pain to develop extraordinary resilience and strength that inspires others. The connector creates communities and connections for others going through similar experiences. You might be one type or a combination. I know a few of these resonates with me. So, but the key is finding the expression that feels authentic to you. For your homework this week, I want you to choose one painful experience from your past, and I want you to work through the 5-step purpose finding process that I just gave you. Take your time, because this isn't something that you need to rush. Consider sharing your insights with someone you trust, or journal about how this new perspective on your pain might influence your future choices. Look for one small way that you could use your experience to help someone else this week. Your pain is not your punishment. It is your preparation. Not because someone planned it that way, but because you have the power to transform even your deepest struggles into sources of strength, wisdom, and service. Next week, we're exploring the strength and vulnerability. Until then, remember that your scars are not signs of weakness. They're evidence of your survival, and they're proof of your strength. I'm Angela R. Strong, and this has been Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong, the Empowered Edge series. Thank you for watching. I look forward to seeing you next week. If this resonated with you, like, subscribe, and share. Have a great week. See you next week.
Trouble don't awaken into legacy. We've got the key. Unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free.